My heart was beating so fast and loud I could hardly hear the clicks as I turned the safe dial. Just one more number and I would be in. Click. I looked at my teammates and smiled. Easy. As I opened the safe door, the glare from the jewel inside almost blinded me. It was the biggest diamond I had ever seen in my life.
Come on, don't take all day. The cops will be here soon.
I picked up the jewel and stuffed it into my coat pocket. But before I go on, make sure you like and subscribe and hit that notification bell, or you might end up living a double life just like me. I said goodbye to my teammates and jumped into my car. As I drove off, I could hear the police sirens and saw the flashing lights of their cars as they pulled up outside the jewelry store. Phew, got out of there just in time. I drove to a gas station and went and changed my clothes in the restroom. No one would think I was a criminal now that I was wearing my business suit. I put the jewel inside my briefcase and drove home. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. I'm home.
How was your internship? Did you have a good day?
Yes, it was good.
Was it exciting?
Flashbacks of the robbery sprang into my mind, the adrenaline pumping through my veins and the flash of the police car's lights. Meh. You see, I was leading a double life. On one side, I was a normal high school student, but on the other, I was the head of a criminal team. How did I become the head of a criminal team? Well, actually, you should be asking how I became a normal high school kid. You see, I started off in crime. As a child, I was homeless. I started hanging out with the wrong crowd, and I found myself leading huge missions. But then one day, a woman found me and told me she was going to help me. She made me go with her, and she organized a foster home for me. My parents fostered me when I was 16 years old. It was actually a really kind thing for them to do, and they're good people. I like them. They're nice. That's why they can never know about my double life. I'm just gonna get changed out of my suit, Mom.
Okay, don't be long. Dinner is almost ready.
Okay. I went up to my room, but as soon as I stepped inside my room, I saw there was a note on my desk. I picked it up and looked at it. It was a note threatening me. We know you have the jewel. You'd better be careful. We're on to you. For a minute, I thought I recognized the handwriting, but I couldn't think where from. I tossed the note in the bin. Ha, if you think that's gonna scare me, you're wrong. No one would dare mess with me. But the next morning when I woke up, things were really strange. My parents were nowhere to be seen, and the house was a complete mess. Another note had been left on the kitchen table. As I looked at it, I had the same feeling that I knew the handwriting from somewhere, but that wasn't important. I was more concerned about what had happened to my parents. The note told me if I wanted to see my parents again, I should go to an abandoned warehouse on the industrial estate at 11 o'clock and bring the jewel with me. I had no choice but to go. I had only been there a couple of minutes when two people wearing masks and disguises turned up. They began to speak, but their voices sounded distorted, almost like Batman. They were obviously being modified by some kind of microphone inside their masks.
Hand over the jewel, now.
I hesitated for a second. The jewel I had was worth millions, but I couldn't risk them hurting my parents. I handed the jewel over to them. As soon as they had it in their hands, the two of them ran off. I was left standing there all alone, wondering what to do next. Then I heard my mom's voice.
Chris! Chris!
I turned to see my parents emerging from another building to the side. I ran over to them and hugged them. Are you okay? Did they hurt you?
We're fine. We're not hurt.
Come on, let's get home. When we got home, I went up to my room. I had a really strange feeling that something wasn't quite right. For one, the two people that had kidnapped my parents didn't warn me not to tell anyone what had happened. That was kidnapping 101. I knew that. And secondly, why weren't my parents demanding an explanation to the crazy events that had taken place? They've just been kidnapped, for God's sake. Don't they want me to explain everything to them? Surely now they know that I'm involved in some dodgy business. I decided that I ought to do some investigating for myself. The next day, when my parents had left for work, I began to search through their room. It didn't take me long to find what I was looking for. In a box hidden inside a cupboard, I found the masks that the robbers had been wearing. Then it hit me, like a ton of bricks. That's why I had recognized the handwriting, of course. It was my mom's. I was beginning to feel really suspicious about my parents. It's obvious, they must have found out that I had the jewel and they wanted it for themselves. I waited impatiently for my parents to come home from work. The minute they walked through the door, I pounced on them. Did you fake your own kidnapping and take the jewel for yourselves? Come on, tell me, there's no point trying to deny it. They were shocked at first, but finally gave in.
Yes, Chris, we did. Your mom was cleaning your room and accidentally knocked over your briefcase. The jewel fell out on the floor.
Yes, we were suspicious that you had got involved with some criminal activity. So we decided to fake our own kidnapping to see if we were correct.
Well, now you know, don't you?
Yes, we do. Here, you can have the jewel back. We never intended to keep it. We just wanted to know the truth, and we want you to lead a normal life.
My parents pleaded with me to give up leading a life of crime. I could see that what I was doing was upsetting them, so I agreed to let go of my criminal involvement. I started leading a normal life, and to be honest, I was happy. It was nice to feel peaceful all the time, not worried about being caught for doing something illegal. The next time my team contacted me, I told them that I was done with the life of crime. I'm sorry, guys. You're gonna have to do the jobs without me. I'm done with that kind of life. Now I just want to get on and lead a normal life.
You're not serious.
Oh, I am. I'm deadly serious. Don't contact me again. I thought that was the end of it, but sadly, I was wrong. It wasn't long after that conversation that I found the note. We have your parents. If you want to ever see them again, you must be part of our criminal team. This time, the handwriting was entirely different from my mom's. My heart sank. I couldn't let anything bad happen to my parents. They had done everything for me. But I also didn't want to get back into a life of crime. Somehow, I had to find a way to save them. I arranged to meet the team at our usual meeting spot. As soon as I saw them approaching, I shouted out to them. Okay, you win. I'll be part of your team again.
Good decision.
Now, you've got what you wanted. Where are my parents? One of the team went and brought my parents out of a back room. I've agreed to their demands. I'm going to join their team again.
No, darling, don't do this. You've worked so hard to change your life.
It's what I have to do.
No, Chris, no!
Leave him, Jean. He's made up his mind. Let the boy go.
I turned my back on my parents and walked away from them. I didn't want to see the sadness in their eyes any longer. I began to work with the team again. We did our usual minor thefts from local shops and stores. But then the others began to get more greedy. They wanted to do a really big job, something that would make us a lot of money.
Why are we wasting our time doing petty crime? We're capable of doing something really big, so let's do it.
What do you have in mind?
The bank in town. We're gonna break into it and steal all the money. We need you to make the plans for us. You're the expert in understanding the layout of the bank buildings and cracking the safe code.
Okay, I'll do it, but I'll need some time to find out all the information we need. If we're going to do this, we have to do it properly. I spent the next few weeks working on every little detail of the break-in. I spent hours poring over the blueprints of the bank and memorizing the layout. Eventually, I was ready. Okay, we're good to go. We will break in tomorrow evening. The team were excited to do the job.
We're gonna be rich after this.
Yes, Jim, you'll finally be able to buy that car you've been wanting. The following night, the team and I drove to the bank. We parked the car on the side of the road and crept up the window to the bank. With one final quick check to make sure no one was looking, my team smashed a brick through the window. I followed them as one by one they jumped through the window. Once inside, the first thing I did was to deactivate the alarm system. The safe is in the room at the back of the bank. Come on, follow me. I led the team to the back room. Inside, it held a huge safe.
There must be millions of dollars inside this thing. It's enormous.
Well, we're about to find out. I knelt down in front of the safe and began to turn the dial. But I had only turned it a couple of times when suddenly the door burst open and we were surrounded by police.
Put your hands up. Don't do anything stupid. You're under arrest.
The police started handcuffing all the rest of my team, but they left me alone.
Good job, Chris. You kept your cool and handled yourself really well.
Thanks. My teammates looked at me in shock.
Did you tell the police what we were intending to do? Were you in cahoots with them all along?
I didn't answer their question. I wasn't going to admit anything to them.
You're in big trouble, Chris. When we get out of prison, we're gonna come looking for you.
No one betrays us and gets away with it. You better watch your back. I promise you, we will find you and destroy you.
The police led them out of the building and drove them away. Do you need anything more from me?
No, that's great, Chris. You can go home now.
When I got home, I told my parents what I had done.
We're so proud of you, Chris. You made the right choice.
Even though I knew my parents were right, I couldn't stop thinking about what my teammates had said when they were arrested. I knew that they had meant every word. They were sentenced to 5 years in prison, and I spent the first couple of years trying to come up with a plan to hide from them. But I couldn't think of anything that would stop them finding me. There's nothing else for it. We're going to have to change our identities. It's not just me they will hurt. If they can't find me, they will take it out on you two. I can't let anything happen to either of you.
You're right, Chris. We can't risk them finding any of us.
So, we did what we had to do. the three of us all had extreme plastic surgery to totally change how we looked. But even that wasn't enough to keep us safe. I knew that the team would come to our house at their first opportunity. If they saw the three of us living there, they would put two and two together and realize we had altered our appearances. We had no other choice but to move to another country. We will have to take on totally new identities and forget everything about our former lives.
But what about our friends and the rest of our family?
I know it's hard, but we will have to make new friends, and I'm sorry, we can never see anyone from our past lives ever again. So now we're living our new life. It's been difficult having to start over, but slowly we're making new friends and enjoying not worrying every 5 minutes in case the team is about to attack us. We have new names and new jobs. In fact, all the names in this video are fake to protect our privacy.